Welcome back. This is your host, Attorney Alan Edmonds, and I'm speaking to you from our Florida office in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm an attorney. I've been practicing military law, national security, and federal law for over 45 years. We have a great law firm, and we help people across the United States. We have offices in D.C., Raleigh, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, and San Diego, California. So if you need help, I hope you'll call us 800-481-2526. We also have tremendous resources for you. Of course, Spotify, podcasts, and they're on other platforms as well, Apple. And we have YouTube videos that are very, very popular. So they're shorter, more concise discussions on single issues. But I invite you to take a look at them. They're informal, and people seem to enjoy viewing them. So we're starting something brand new. We're doing a case of the week, which are actual cases that either I or the lawyers at the Edmonds Law Firm litigate. We appear before every federal agency, including government, military branches, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, etc. And so today's case is before the NDRB, which is the Navy Discharge Review Board. I appear in front of those folks a lot. And the whole goal is to change a punitive or a negative discharge. When you serve in the military, you are susceptible to having a difficult time because of personnel or life experiences. You may get into trouble, mild trouble, such as being AWOL or unauthorized absence. You may have a officer that's particularly mean-spirited. You may have used marijuana or gotten drunk on a weekend during liberty, and the government, the Navy, Army, whatever, Marine Corps will write you up, and they'll charge you under the UCMJ, and that could result in a discharge, an administrative discharge. The administrative discharges that cause problems, of course, are a DD, which is dishonorable discharge. We cannot upgrade those. BCD, bad conduct discharge, usually following a special court-martial. And OTH, other than honorable. And that's where most of the cases at this law firm helps people with. These individuals have OTHs, other than honorable, and then you go to general under honorable. And it's interesting because there's a bundle of rights that you have with each type of discharge. And of course, the biggest bundle is with an honorable discharge. And then lesser is general under honorable. And finally, OTH. What am I talking about when I say bundle of rights or benefits? Well, you can get VA benefits, you can get VA education benefits, you can get VA disability benefits. So there's a whole package of benefits. You have to inquire yourself. You can do so on the web to find out specifics. Today, the case of the week involves an individual who served for over 10 years. He's married, and this case goes all the way back in time, 12 years from today's date, and he's getting married, and at his wedding, somebody introduces a foreign substance in a drink that they called jungle juice, and unknown to him, at the wedding party, they had punch bowls with this jungle juice, and somebody had put in cocaine. So the whole issue is called unknowing ingestion, and that's what this case is about. It's an unknowing ingestion because the next day when he returned to duty, he was active duty in the Navy. When he returned to duty, what happened? He got a urinalysis. Probably a command-directed or a random urinalysis, doesn't make a difference. But he was required to take and give a specimen He gave that specimen. It was tested, and it came back positive for the cocaine metabolite. We, as evidence, introduced in his packet a lot of great stuff. And one of the things that we introduced was a evaluation of the types of unknowing ingestion chemical tests that show you can ingest something through a drink or through your stomach, such as a brownie or some food substance, and you could test positive for that substance. Now, what does that mean? Let's assume that you indeed did consume a liquid or a food item. You didn't know that it was laced with marijuana, such as brownies. Back in the heyday, there used to be a lot of cases where people ingested brownies or food items, cookies that had marijuana, and then lo and behold, they'd test positive. And they would indicate to their command, I had no knowledge that the substance was in the food items. If I did, I wouldn't have taken it. So this case is one such case. It's a case of unknowing ingestion. And instead of being on active duty and fighting a criminal charge, we are in front of an admin board, the Navy Discharge Review Board, and we're alleging that the original act of use of drugs, which was only one single occasion, the original act was done without my client's knowledge. And I'm sure the board's going to talk about this at length. They will overlook the fact that there was a single use. They will overlook the fact that commanding officers, admirals, and generals have been court-martialed for multiple sexual offenses and allowed to separate honorably. Instead, they're going to focus on this and try and break the applicant down relative to his position that he had no knowledge. Apart from this, if this was not the issue, and if the only issue was a bad urinalysis or drug test under Article 112 Alpha 12 years ago, should he deserve an OTH? Because that's what we're appealing. We're trying to upgrade and other than honorable. He got an OTH for a single drug test. And the question for you and for me, and the question really for the Secretary of Defense and for the President of the United States is, when is enough enough? This individual, like thousands of veterans, are suffering under punitive discharges that punish them every single day of their life. They're reminded every day they got an OTH or a BCD. And that's a very unique form of punishment. So when is enough enough? When do we say, you want to know something? You've been punished long enough. So apart from the fact of knowledge of ingestion here, we go to the real issue, which is, does a single marijuana use warrant that a individual, man or woman, be punished for the rest of their lives and denied security clearances, denied VA education benefits, denied VA medical benefits for the rest of their life? Or do we upgrade the discharge, restore their dignity, restore their respect, and send a very, very important message? And I wish the Secretary of Defense were listening to this. Send a very important message to the public and to the young men and women that are considering the military for a career. Send the message that we forgive, we rehabilitate, and we do not engage in the business of ruining a person's life, because that's what an OTH does. So you can tell from my comments where I come from. I am supporting veterans and have for 46 years. I think they have made tremendous sacrifices. Many of them did wind up with punitive discharges, and I take them in and fight on their behalf. And every case I go in, I bring newspaper articles about generals and admirals, that committed sexual assault that required women to have sexual intercourse with him in their office, or a general that allowed his girlfriend, who was uncleared, to handle classified material. And what happened to these gentlemen? Well, they all got out, and they got out with an honorable separation. They may have been busted one pay grade, but they got out with pay and benefits and everything. And to the veterans that doesn't have the power, they get a punitive discharge and their life is marked forever. So the first issue here is, do we upgrade for a single specification of drug use? And the answer is yes, and it should be yes. And the second question is, do we relitigate something at an admin board? Our client went to an admin board. The person that put the controlled substance into the punch testified that she did so without telling people. And the question arises, does that exculpate? Does that relieve my client of this burden? At the admin board, they introduced an article. It's called a technical note. It's entitled Urinary Excretion of Cocaine Following Oral Ingestion in a Single Subject. And it's a brief report about the fact that you can scientifically ingest cocaine or even marijuana or some other substances and test positive at a later date. So this is my case of the week. I'm excited about taking it into the Navy Discharge Review Board. I have a DD-214 from my client. Block 13 is fantastic. That's the block on the DD-214 for decorations, medals, and badges. This individual did a remarkable job. He deployed to many, many different hostile areas. He served his country. He did a great job. And we're excited about taking his case before the board. So we're going to put these case of the weeks on every week for you guys and gals. And there'll be from different branches of the service because the Edmonds Law Firm does that. The case of the week can also be a security clearance case. We do about three hearings a week for security clearances, people that have been denied or are getting revoked a security clearance for a one of 13 grounds of conduct. We help them as well. The Edmonds Law Firm is an aggressive law firm of lawyers that represents people that often get turned down by other law firms. We take the hard cases. We love it. And I appreciate your calls at 800-481-2526. If you have questions, give me a call. If you have case situations, give me a call. We are anxious to take your calls and look forward to it. Thank you very much.